In our daily life, we often come across remnants of a great past. These tools, objects, customs, and stories are often what shapes us and our world. Did you ever reflect on the origins of your own customs? The cup of coffee you sip in the morning, the soap you use to wash your hands, the university you studied in. Where did they start? And did you ever stop and think that they might have been invented by Muslims? Not only was the news of a new COVID-19 vaccine a great storyline, but it also gave some pride to the Muslim community, as it was two Turkish-born doctors and scientists that provided this first breakthrough in the chase for a global vaccine. However, many of us don't know that the origins of vaccination as a concept originated in the process of inoculation, which reached the Western world through the Ottoman Empire. As history now repeats itself, let's find out what other practices have their origins in the Islamic world. Number 1. Coffee. Coffee, or qahwa, was first grown in Ethiopia and used mostly as cattle crop, as the farmers saw that the herd was more lively and excited after consuming the beans of the coffee shrubs. It soon got transported to Yemen and often used in Sufi monasteries to increase concentration of the dervishes during devotional practices. For many centuries, coffee was considered a Muslim drink, and its spread throughout the whole world is accredited to Muslim merchants and traders. Today, it is one of the most traded and valuable commodities in the world, with 2.25 billion cups of coffee consumed daily. Number 2. Chemistry. Cleanliness was something attributed to Muslims even in times when bathing was still regarded as unhealthy in Europe. Through the great scientists of the Islamic Golden Age, the concept of alchemy was formalized into what is today known as chemistry, and with this came many firsts, such as the process of distillation, evaporation, filtration, and purification. Muslim chemists formulated the general recipe that we still use for our soaps today. Number 3. The university. Did you know that the madrasas of the Islamic world are the archetypes of the modern-day universities? As learning is at the core of Islam, the University of Al-Qarawiyyin was founded as a mosque by Fatima al-Fihri in 859 in Fez, Morocco. It soon became a spiritual and educational center and a blueprint for learning institutions of today. UNESCO and Guinness Book of Records both recognize this institution as the oldest continually operating higher learning institution in the world, as it is still running after 1200 years from the day it was founded. Number 4. Camera and optics. Around year 1000, Ibn al-Haytham proved that humans see objects by light reflecting off them and entering the eye, dismissing the ancient Greeks, Euclid and Ptolemy's theories that light was emitted from the eye itself. Around the same time, the scholar Ibn Yunus invented the concept of the camera obscura, pinhole camera, a predecessor to the modern-day optical cameras we use in our phones and DSLRs. This method for observing objects was often used to observe eclipses. Islamic scholars had established the idea that the Earth was spherical many centuries before the West and could by then calculate the Earth's circumference to an accuracy of 200 kilometers a millennium ago. Number 5. Numbers. The numbers we use daily in the West have come to us from the Muslim world, as traders and merchants brought these concepts to the West through Andalusia, modern Spain. Many mathematical concepts like algebra, theory of trigonometry, foundation of cryptography, and algorithms were either invented or popularized by Muslim scholars, and today serve as the foundation for the 21st century digital lifestyle. Number 6. The flying machine and the crankshaft. Abbas bin Firnas is often credited for making the first attempt at flying, as his further silk and cloth-made construction was able to hover in the air back in the 9th century. The use of automation was another concept popularized and often invented in the Muslim world. A 12th century engineer, Al-Jazari, invented the crankshaft to operate a water irrigation system. This invention has paved the way for other inventions, such as the bicycle and the internal combustion engine, which we use in our cars today. Number 7. Hospitals and surgery. Hospitals, as we know them today, with wards and teaching centers, come from 9th century Egypt. The first such medical center was the Ahmad ibn Tulun Hospital, founded in 872 in Cairo as an asylum for the sick. Tulun Hospital provided free care for anyone who needed it, a policy based on the Muslim tradition of caring for all who are sick. From Cairo, such hospitals spread around the Muslim world and have been the inspiration for modern medical research centers and healthcare facilities that exist all over the world today.